This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Banana Republic. It's just one of the things former President Trump is saying as he confirms that he will be questioned under oath today in a civil investigation in New York into his business dealings. The AP's Michael Sisak.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has been investigating Trump and his company, the Trump Organization, for about 3 years. The allegations pertain to whether the Trump Organization misstated the value of many of its key assets, including golf courses and skyscrapers, and by doing so, whether it misled the banks that loaned it money, as well as taxing authorities.
This is separate from a federal investigation into whether former President Trump took classified documents with him when he left the White House. The FBI searched his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida on Monday. His family and supporters are angry.
Eric Trump says it's yet another attack against all the Trumps.
There's no family in American history that has taken more arrows in the back.
Telling Fox News Channel's Hannity, Democrats have a clear goal.
They don't want Donald Trump to run and win again in 2024.
The Trumps accuse Democrats of weaponizing the Justice Department. At the White House.
We did not have advance notice.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre said she has no comment about the search itself.
This is a criminal investigation.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Nebraska woman's been charged with helping her teenage daughter end her pregnancy at about 24 weeks after investigators uncovered Facebook messages in which the two discussed using medication to induce an abortion. The killings of four Muslim men in Albuquerque, New Mexico, have led to the arrest of a local Muslim man originally from Afghanistan, say authorities. He's been charged with two killings and is suspected in the other two. Authorities say he knew the victims. This is AP News. Now to the war in Ukraine.
Residents of the southern Ukrainian city of Mykolaiv have emerged from a 54-hour curfew to queue for water and pick up food aid in a region that's seen nearly daily bombardments from Russia. Resident Ludmila Stativka was forced from her village near Kherson 3 months ago and has been living as an internally placed person in nearby Mykolaiv since. She tells the AP, of course people are afraid. Russia will advance even further, but everyone's hoping that they will not reach us here and things will get better. Her friend, Natalia, adds, our village is occupied. We want to be able to go there. I want not only our village to be liberated, but the whole of Ukraine. Mykolaiv is less than 65 miles from Kherson, which came under Russian control early in the war, and Ukrainian officials have vowed to retake it. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.